Patient name, Christian Salas, S-A-L-A-S. Date of birth, 5-3. Correction, date of service, 5-3 of 23, period and a paragraph. Patient is a 14-year-old male patient here complaining of sore throat and cough. He's had these symptoms for 3 days now. As a matter of fact, for the last 3 days, he stayed home from school. This is his third day staying home today. He's feeling a bit better, but he still has a cough and sore throat, period and a paragraph. He did have fever yesterday for a short period of time. No activity intolerance. He tolerates all foods and fluids very well. No change in his bathroom habit, period and a paragraph. Blood pressure, 116 over 80, pulse 91, respiration 16. Temperature 98, oxygenation 96%, unroom air, current weight 247. Allergies to latex, Azithromax. Current medications, none. Medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a flu and a strep. The flu test was negative, the strep test was positive. Period and a paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. Oral mucosa, moist. Neck is soft. No thyroglionomastosis. No lymphadenopathy. Heart. Regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender. Period and paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute streptococcal sore throat. Patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml POBID, 10 days, number 200 ml. Period and paragraph. Cough. Phenergan DM, 1 teaspoon QID, PRN, cough, number 120 ml, period and a paragraph. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and return to clinic or call if not improving. Period and a paragraph. Patient does have streptococcal sore throat. However, it does look like a mild case. He really hasn't had any interruption with his activities. And seeing as we are going to start him on amoxicillin tonight, I feel he can return to school for tomorrow.